Karen Johnson just stepped out. She'll have a question for you after me. This is actually her question. We're with changethechannels.com. On September 21st, 2006, W.B. Smith from the Oklahoma Flood Plain Managers Association sent a letter to Tulsa Stakeholders, Inc., which included the following paragraph, quote, "We believe the creation of a habitable island in the middle of the Arkansas River floodway is extremely disconcerting. The potential for life and property damage in the event of flooding that could be greater than the 1986 flood plus 1 foot is a real possibility. Such a significant investment, including residential housing on the islands, creates major detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of future residents and emergency rescue personnel. Inundation of the Arkansas River from the proposed dam and release patterns downstream will have significant impacts on stormwater, environmental ecology, levees, etc. We understand from the limited presentation that these and other issues are currently under technical review," end quote. In addition, Tulsans are reminded of major floods in our city, including the 1984 Memorial Day flood, the worst in Tulsa's history, with damage or destruction of more than 7,000 buildings, and the Arkansas, and the 1986 Arkansas River flood, which forced 310,000 cubic feet of water per second to be released from the Keystone Reservoir, causing a levee break on the west bank of the river in Tulsa and significant downstream flooding. The channels project includes strengthening and construction of levees along the river, but from past water levels rising as high as the pedestrian bridge near 28th and Riverside Drive, how tall will the levees be in order to be effective? How will the levee's height affect the view of the river from pedestrian areas along the river? And how will properties on the channels islands be affected by significant floods such as those mentioned?
Hello? Thank you.
We have more of it.